"You half-wit, you ninny, you lug," she stormed bitterly, if almost inaudibly at that reflection. "You lame-brained moron, you red-headed idiotic imbecile, you microcephalic dumbbell, you clunker! Of all the men in this whole cockeyed galaxy, you would have to make a dive at Kimball Kinnison, the one man who thinks you're just part of the furniture. At a great lensman!" Her expression changed, and she whispered softly, "A great lensman! You can't love anybody as long as he's carrying that load. They can't let themselves be human, quite. Perhaps loving him will be enough." She straightened up, shrugged, and smiled. But even that pitiful travesty of a smile could not long endure. Shortly was buried in waves of pain, and the girl threw herself down upon her bed. "Oh, Kim, Kim," she sobbed. "I wish... Why can't you... Oh, why did I ever have to be born?" 3 weeks later, far out in space, Kimball Kinnison was thinking thoughts entirely foreign to his usual pattern. He was in his bunk, smoking dreamily, staring unseeing at the metallic ceiling. He was not thinking of Boscone. When he had thought at Mac, back there at the dance, he had, for the first time in his life, failed to narrow down his beam to the exact thought beam sent. Why? The explanation he had given the girl was totally inadequate. For that matter, why had he been so glad to see her there? And why, at every odd moment, did visions of her keep coming into his mind? Her form and features, her eyes, her lips, her startling hair. She was beautiful, of course, but not nearly such a seven-sector call-out as that Thionite dream he had met in Aldebaran II. And his only thought of her was an occasional faint regret that he hadn't half wrung her lovely neck. Why, she wasn't really as good-looking as... and didn't have half the je ne sais quoi of that blonde heiress... What was her name? Oh, yes, Forrester. There was only one answer, and it jarred him to the core. He would not admit it, even to himself. He couldn't love anybody. It just simply was not in the cards. He had a job to do. The patrol had spent a million credits making a lensman out of him, and it was up to him to give them some kind of a run for their money. No lensman had any business with a wife, especially a gray lensman. He couldn't sit down anywhere, and she couldn't flit with him. Besides, 9 out of every 10 gray lensmen get killed before they finish their jobs. And the one that did happen to live long enough to retire to a desk was almost always half machinery and artificial parts. No, not in a 7,000 years. No woman deserved to have her life made into such a hell on earth as that would be. Years of agony, of heartbreaking suspense, climaxed by untimely widowhood.